Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Meeting Pros.
Welcome to Meeting Pros. I'm Michael Lauer here with James Montague from PlannerNet over in Durham, North Carolina. How you doing, James?
I'm doing great today. Thanks, Michael. I appreciate you having me on.
Oh, it's not a problem. We're glad you were able to call in. Sounded nice and crisp, and I'm looking forward to the conversation we're going to have.
Great, thanks.
So tell me a little bit about PlannerNet and what you guys are doing for people.
PlannerNet is a network of independent contractors based all over the world. We kind of bring together those services and that expertise to the benefit of our clients. A lot of them just have short-term needs for either on-site staffing or people, you know, in their office who go out on short-term leaves and things like that. So, you know, our company was founded back in 1989 under a different name. And in the last few years, we've changed over to PlannerNet because we actually do more things we did when we started as PMPN. And we have grown since then. And so brought together, again, this network of independent contractors all around the world. It's the number right now is about 1,500 of those. And like I said, bring those to bear on our clients' needs for short-term staffing needs and in-house and on-site registration needs and things like that. And, you know, kind of branching out a little bit more recently into the international market, we found that there's actually a bigger need internationally than there is even domestically.
So what's a typical client look like for you guys?
It can be, you know, we actually started in the pharmaceutical industry, which has many series of meetings, hundreds of meetings, you know, can be in a series. And so, you know, that was really the need is that the problem around having staffing for, you know, a couple of hundred programs, you know, going on either at one time or, you know, throughout a couple of month period of time and making sure that staff was covered and you could get one place and then have that covered. So we kind of started there, and that kind of led us into any kind of client that has series types meetings or, you know, replicable meetings that they do over a period of time. So it can be field marketing agencies within technology companies, pharmaceutical companies, retail industries where, you know, they might be doing training sessions throughout the U.S. or across the world. So anybody that's doing kind of, I guess I would say, smaller, more regional, local gathering meetings, whether they be for training or sales or anything like that, but you know, they have those replicable meetings. We do some larger events and things like that, but you know, there are other agencies that handle that, and for us it's really more of the kind of the series meetings that resonate with us.
So are there any typical certain clients you can name by name, or you got to keep it all pretty close to the chest?
I got to keep it pretty close to the chest. You know,
yeah, it's a touchy subject with the pharmaceuticals,
yeah,
for sure.
It is. You know, when we sign a contract with you know, with these larger, and I will say, you know, they're, you know, all Fortune 500 companies, and you know, quite a lot of them are Fortune, you know, 10 companies, and you would certainly recognize the names. But as such, you know, their legal departments, you know, make sure that you know, we can't disclose any of those names without getting permission from them first.
But This is a great segue into another aspect of it, that these are very, very picky but, you know, particular clients and with very specific needs different from other types of clients, right?
There is, you know, quite a lot of these agencies or corporations will have internal meetings departments, and not everything is handled logistically internally. You know, a lot of times they'll hire other meeting incentive companies externally to help with certain programs, with larger programs, with certain types or something like that. And since we're not a meeting and incentives company, you know, we're kind of an adjunct to those. We can actually assist either directly with the meeting planning department internally at these corporations, or we can assist the meeting and in the M&I company and the meeting incentive companies that they outsource to. So it really, to us, it really doesn't matter who's helping with the meetings, but, you know, we can help those. So, you know, if they already have some vendors in place, then we just work through those vendors, you know, like you say, and they could be a little picky about those, but certainly with our high level of quality and service, you know, we work well with either directly or through their third-party vendors.
Sure. Now, you are key in the development of a, instead of a certified meeting planner, it's a certified medical meeting manager. So explain to me how that came about and kind of your role in that process.
It many years ago, it just kind of seemed that there was a little bit of a missing niche in the education for meeting planners, meeting managers around pharmaceutical and medical, you know, style meetings. You know, here is this, you know, heavily regulated industry that, you know, there are hundreds and thousands of meetings that go on each year in within certain companies, but there wasn't really a place to get meeting planning or logistically specific training for those style meetings. And, you know, since we were doing, you know, thousands and thousands of meetings, you know, per year, it just kind of made sense that since we had a fairly large network that we might could make some impact into that educational need. And so we kind of started looking, could we develop our own content? Was there some content already in place? And, you know, we kind of took that on and, you know, kind of got started a little bit on that. But, you know, as a going concern for us, you know, we're a for-profit business, and, you know, it really didn't make sense that it would reside with us. And, you know, we started some initial steps, kind of a few baby steps. And, you know, at some point, IMPA, the International Medical Meeting Planners Association, and Pat Shulman kind of took that on, you know, their banner took it to the next level, really didn't put an advisory board in place, an educational advisory board, really developed out the program, you know, were there going to be recertifications, was there going to be a real designation around it, and have since, you know, done a really great job with that, which, you know, I believe now has become the CMP / HC designation. So, again, we, you know, very early on, just a few baby steps in the beginning of that, but, again, just because we came from that industry of medical meeting planners and logistics, it was just an area of need that we saw that, you know, we hoped that we could start to address.
But has being on the forefront of this new change in educating meeting planners kind of made you an authority on the subject, maybe help you get some more business or stuff like that?
You know, we in the initial stages, you know, we thought that it might, you know, if we can do a certain amount of training for our network and, you know, show our clients that, you know, we're kind of taking that next step in ensuring that again, in this heavily regulated industry, that we're ensuring that the planners and the logistical people that are going to be on site for them have at least some awareness about you know, what's going on in the industry and the do's and the don'ts. In that process, again, like I said, you know, we're a for-profit company, and it seemed, you know, very self-serving for us to kind of keep that and
right,
and use that as a tool. Where, you know, it's really kind of an industry thing. I mean, there, you know, whether people are clients of ours or not, you know, there, that need for education, you know, is still there. Again, it's the rising tide floats all boats, you know, to ensure that, you know, kind of everybody benefited from that. So that's kind of why we divested ourselves of it and, you know, have kind of let that go off into the educational world more than
sure.
Staying with us.
We're here with James Montague with PlannerNet. James, if you could tell us a little bit about something you have called Meet Via, what's that about?
We actually, throughout all of the hundreds and thousands of meetings that we handle each year, we kind of found over time, again, a lot of the services and products that we have now have developed out of needs our clients have had, and we've been able to grab those and establish them into bigger service offerings and products that we have. And Via is one of those things where it's basically, it's not an on-site registration tool. It's more kind of like a check-in tool at this point. But where the reason for developing it is there was a lot of paper that was changing hands on site, especially for medical meetings. You know, there were signature forms that had to come back, and, you know, are they legible? Did the was the physician's ID number filled out correctly? Are we sure that it was that person? So a lot of this paper floating back and forth, and then at the end of the night, packaged up and FedEx back, and did it make it there? So just really saw this need for, is there a way, I mean, in this day and age, that we could electronically gather some of this information kind of house it and, you know, just simply with a click of a button start sending some of this information back. a lot of those pieces, you know, are in place now where, you know, a physician can sign, you know, in on site saying that they, you know, either opt in or opt out of certain things. If there's a form that needs to be signed, you know, it can, that signature can go onto that form. We can make sure that the ID is correct and is checked. The system can even take a picture of the receipt, and that way, when it gets back to reconciliation, you can actually see the receipt there and, you know, the itemizations of it and those kinds of things. So again, another an example of a service that was born out of client need. And again, for us too, you know, we wanted to be able to service our clients better.
Sure.
And we felt like if we could collect this information electronically instead of, you know, relying so much on paper, that we would all be better off for it.
But that brings an important point up, though, is that, you know, in the past it had all been written and things would fall through the cracks, but a lot of times physicians go to these meetings to kind of get some credits. They have to have a certain, like, 40 credits a year or 2 years or something like that, right?
That's correct.
So, and, if something gets lost through the cracks, I mean, that's a waste for them, right? And so having this solution gives value to any event that you're part of, right?
Well, they would, yeah, certainly, and that would be where, you know, our clients, you know, medical communication, med ed companies at the time, you know, that's where some of their, certainly their frustration would come in is, you know, you have 20 or 25 physicians that show up, you know, they're expecting to, you know, receive their, you know, their credit hours, and, but if the information doesn't come back correctly, then, yeah, that's where, you know, a company can real quickly get a black eye for not making sure, you know, that quickly that physician receives their CME credits and that they're, you know, documented accurately. But even more so now with the Sunshine Acts in place and those kinds of things, too, as physicians, you know, want or need to opt in or out of certain things is to, you know, be able to ensure that, you know, that opt-in or opt-out flows through all the way through back to, you know, now with the reporting of the Sunshine Act, you know, they could very clearly say, you know, hey, I opted out of that, didn't receive that. You can see right here that I did opt out of that. And it is, as with any, you know, database or any data gathering system, it's, you know, your system is only as good as the data that you get in. And so we're
right.
Hoping that, you know, if we can capture more of that immediately transactionally, you know, at point of, you know, transaction, then you get clean data that feeds into these systems and then are, you know, downstream reported on.
Right. So, but this trend to digital is just a part of this, some of the stuff that you're seeing. You're seeing a lot of a trend towards social media, maybe some mobile technology. Or how are you incorporating this, and how has this changed your business?
You know, there's always going to be the need, certainly as you know, the generations come along, to be more, you know, mobile enabled and to have apps for certain things and to be able to, you know, receive and gather information digitally. You know, and again, you know, social media, those kinds of things, you know, are ways that people are going to contact with, you know, connect with each other, including physicians. I mean, there are going to be, you know, boards and blogs where they're going to get together and share ideas. We've seen that, you know, the whole push to virtual, it has happened some, and it has cannibalized the face-to-face meeting industry a little bit, but there's always going to be that need for face-to-face,
right.
Whether it's physicians or whether it's a sales incentive meeting or whatever. That face-to-face, you know, just kind of, you know, being there in the room with someone is really not going to change. Again, now budgets being what they are, you know, being a lot tighter now than they have been in the past, and the justification for meetings having to be a lot, you know, more stringent than they have in the past, you know, the case can still be made for that face-to-face. So, you know, we want to enable face-to-face interactions, you know, quicker, easier, more efficiently using technology, but there's really no way that we're going to be able to replace, you know, that going on. Again, if we can capture data better while they're there, wonderful. But, you know, as far as going as a big push to virtual and using technology for kind of the meetings themselves, you know, that we haven't seen as quite a big, you know, push in that direction as we might have thought.
What direction is the industry going as a whole, do you think?
I'm going to tell you, the biggest push we've seen in the last year or two is international. You know, domestically, you know, people, you know, kind of have an idea of, how things are done, and there's been kind of the status quo. You know, I know if I'm going to to Charlotte, North Carolina, I know what hotels that I should be dealing with. I've been there before. I've seen them. But now, you know, the world is becoming and business is becoming much more global than it has in the past. And so, you know, now, you know, a meeting, in Japan or China or in India, it's much less, it's much more complex to handle something half a world away than there would be to handle something down the street. So, again, you know, kind of the push and the need for meeting planners to be able to handle things logistically wherever in the world. And as a group, meeting planners are they're consummate professionals. And I think you'll see in all the trade publications and all of the kind of education that's going on now are, kind of leading into that path. And we've seen a lot of our people on our network, they're really gearing up. They're getting used to doing things internationally and finding resources to do that. You know, we're only one of many resources that you can use to do to facilitate international meetings. Again, we don't plan them for someone, but we certainly can help be a resource to find what the pieces that they need, or site inspections, or how to find a restaurant in Beijing if needed. So that's really kind of been the biggest push that we've seen in the last year or two. The biggest change to our business has been the need to be more global in our reach.
So what's on the horizon for you guys at PlannerNet? Obviously, this international, you mean you're going to pivot towards that, right?
We will. We're in over 70 countries now. We've got hundreds of people that are engaged internationally for us that are there, and they've been vetted by us and are kind of waiting for business. And certainly we're going to continue to build that out. For us as a business, what we're kind of seeing is the need to be even more of a one-stop resource for our clients around temporary staffing as it relates to meeting planning and logistics. There's sometimes people will say that it's a little bit of a, potato, we'll call them travel directors and TDs, or are they on-site and are they local? Do they fly places, or are they from that area? Are they registration staff, or are they supervisory level? And we've really got to be able to run, as a company end-to-end and be able to close the gap at any level of need for our clients so that we can truly be a one-stop shop for all of their staffing and temporary needs. So that's really going to be, again, continuing to build out the international offering and making sure we have all of the apropos cities covered internationally. But it's really to make sure that we have that continuum of temporary staff covered from experiential marketing to street marketing to travel directors to supervisory level people that you need for in office up through consultants. So we really are going to make a much bigger push into making sure that we're an end-to-end solution for our clients.
All right. So where can people go to learn more about you and PlannerNet and get in touch with you?
We're at www.plannernet.com, and that's with no dashes or hyphens or anything, just plannernet.com. We try to keep that website up to date. We've actually just been going through a refresh on that. So everything that you need to know about us is found there. But, certainly if there's ever any specific questions, people can reach out to me directly. All of our contact phone numbers are on there, and certainly willing to answer any questions as necessary. Also can find us on Facebook and Twitter. So we're kind of everywhere.
Well, thanks for calling in and giving us a little information on what you guys are doing.
Well, Michael, I appreciate the time, and like I said, we just want to be a resource for our clients, and a resource for independent contractors out there to kind of fill in the gaps in their schedule, and if there's a way we can be of assistance around that, is certainly that's all we want to do.
Well, great. That's all the time we have for today. I'm Michael Lauer here with James Montague. We'll catch you next time on Meeting Pros.